St. Patrick's Battalion by James Alexander Thom. Read by William DeFries. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Ballantine Books and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. For Kurt Vonnegut Jr., who knows a thing or two about war whoopee and those who make it. Prologue, April 1861. Why does Mexico matter? Have not our Anglo-Saxon race been land stealers from time immemorial? When their gaze is fixed on other lands, the best way is to make out the deeds. General William Worth. Allow the President to invade a neighboring nation whenever he shall deem it necessary to repel an invasion, and you allow him to do so whenever he may choose to say he deems it necessary for such purpose, and you allow him to make war at pleasure. Study to see if you can fix any limit to his power after you have given him so much. Congressman Abraham Lincoln, dissenting against President James K. Polk's aggression toward Mexico, 1846. Near Mexico City, April 1861. On a sun-heated road to the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a freckled young man with red hair and long legs hurries up a hill, carrying a wooden writing portfolio under his left arm and a knapsack slung over his right shoulder, squinting ahead, stepping around the black-clad penitentes who are crawling toward the cathedral on their knees. Most of them are old men and crones. Their progress is excruciating to see, and they have miles to go. The expression on each old face could be trance or torment. After so many years away...